Imagine trying to run a massive artificial intelligence model, but the servers are like floating in a dead vacuum 500 kilometers above your head.
Right, and constantly being bombarded by cosmic rays.
Yeah.
Sounds like sci-fi, honestly.
It really does. But welcome to today's deep dive, everyone. We are taking you into the literal stratosphere of computing today. Our mission is to explore how India's Pathfinder satellite, which is targeted for a late 2026 launch, is actually moving AI data centers into space.
Yeah, we're using some fascinating research on the strategic partnership between Pixel and Sarvam AI to show you exactly how this ambitious project works. It really is a massive shift.
Totally. Okay, let's unpack this because we are hitting a massive wall here on Earth, right? Like our terrestrial data centers seem to be maxing out.
Exactly. I mean, Earthbound servers are reaching these critical limits with power availability and just the immense amounts of water needed for cooling. But then up in space, satellites have their own distinct bottleneck.
The downlink lag.
Right, downlink lag.
Yeah.
They gather massive amounts of raw environmental data, but they just lack the narrow radio bandwidth to beam all those huge files back to Earth quickly.
So you basically have this ground-based resource crisis colliding with a space-based bandwidth crisis, which brings us to the Pathfinder solution.
Yeah, so Pathfinder is this 200-kilogram demonstrator satellite. But instead of the standard low-power chips, they are strapping data center-class GPUs directly next to advanced hyperspectral sensors.
And these sensors don't just see basic colors, they read what, over 150 continuous bands of light?
Oh, yeah, over 150 bands to identify the actual chemical fingerprints of the Earth.
Wow. So it's essentially like building a five-star kitchen right there on the farm instead of packing up raw vegetables and shipping them across the country on a slow train to be cooked later.
That is a great way to look at it, actually.
But let me push back a bit here. Is a few hours of downlink delay really that big of a deal? I mean, why go through the extreme trouble of putting heavy hot servers in space?
Well, what's fascinating here is that those few hours can be the difference between containment and catastrophe.
Wait, really? How so?
Because historically, satellites use this store and forward model. You know, they capture
Yeah.
raw imagery, store huge files, and then they have to wait until they pass over a ground station to beam them down.
Right, which takes a lot of time.
Exactly. But running Sarvam AI's models directly in orbit means the satellite shifts to real-time edge processing. It doesn't send down multi-gigabyte raw files anymore. It just downlinks tiny instant intelligence alerts.
Oh, so for like spotting an early crop disease or an active forest fire or an offshore oil spill, it makes an immediate difference.
Precisely. You get the alert instantly.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, the physical reality of surviving up there. Because you can't just slap a server rack on a rocket. In a vacuum, there's no air.
Yeah, no air means no convection cooling. You can't just use fans to blow air over hot processors like we do on Earth.
Right, so how do they keep it from melting?
It's a thermodynamic high wire act, honestly. Pathfinder has to use these conductive cold plates to physically pull that GPU heat away.
Just draw it right off the chip.
Exactly. And then moves it to outer radiators that emit the heat directly into the freezing vacuum of deep space.
That is insane. And heat isn't even the only hazard, right? What about galactic cosmic rays?
Oh, that is a huge issue. I mean, a single radiation hit can cause a memory bit flip in your silicon.
But they aren't using those old, super expensive, radiation-hardened chips, are they?
No, they are actually using regular commercial silicon. They protect it using clever software tricks, primarily something called triple modular redundancy.
Meaning what exactly? The computer just checks its own math.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It executes a computational task simultaneously across three parallel processing cores. They kind of act as a voting circuit.
So if a cosmic ray flips a bit and one core gets a weird answer, the other two just outvote it.
You got it. The two correct the error in real time.
That is so smart. So they're using clever software to protect everyday commercial chips instead of buying expensive space-grade hardware.
Exactly.
That must drastically lower the barrier to entry. I mean, if you don't need billion-dollar space chips, a country can actually afford to build its own orbital infrastructure.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really comes down to control. By building the physical frame of the satellite, the bus, and fully owning all the software code domestically, it guarantees India's digital sovereignty.
So they don't have to route their national geospatial intelligence through foreign cloud dependencies.
Right. And the timing is just perfect because we are hitting an economic tipping point. Reusable rockets are driving launch costs down toward like $500 per kilogram.
Wow, $500.
Yeah, and at that price, orbital computing suddenly becomes cost competitive with building a new massive data center down here on Earth.
So what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive? It means the future of immediate zero-latency geospatial intelligence is shifting from terrestrial server farms to autonomous orbital nodes.
Yes, that farm-to-table kitchen you mentioned is officially going into orbit.
Which is just wild to think about.
It is, and it leaves you with one final question to ponder.
Oh, lay it on us.
If sovereign AI data centers are physically orbiting the Earth, you know, crossing over international borders every 90 minutes, how will global data privacy and territorial laws adapt to computing infrastructure that literally floats above national jurisdictions?